Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Congress surges ahead of BJP in race to Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan assemblies. Neck and neck fight in Madhya Pradesh. Mizo National Front makes headway to dethrone Congress in Mizoram. TRS set to retain Telangana. Prominent winners include Telangana IT Minister K.T. Rama Rao, AIMIM's Akbaruddin Owaisi and Rajasthan Assembly Speaker Kailash Chandra Meghwal. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Thanhaula loses both seats of Champai South and Sirchip. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government willing to discuss every issue in Parliament during winter session. Both houses adjourned after making obituary references. Supreme Court asks media not to reveal the identity of victims of rape and sexual assault, even in remote manner. And in Men's Hockey World Cup, Belgium take on Pakistan and Netherlands play Canada in final two crossover matches today. Counting of votes is underway for the assembly elections in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram. 9 results have come in from Telangana, 10 from Mizoram and 1 from Rajasthan. Akbaruddin Owaisi of AIMIM has won from Chandrayaan Gutta constituency. He defeated his nearest BJP rival, Sajjadi Sayed, by a huge margin. The other AIMIM candidate, Mumtaj Ahmed Khan, defeated BJP rival Mahinder at Charminar constituency. M. Sanjay Kumar of TRS has won Jagtial seat, defeating his nearest Congress rival T. Jeevan Reddy by over 60,000 votes. Caretaker Irrigation Minister Harish Rao won from Siddipet by over 80,000 votes, while TRS candidate Challadharma Reddy won Farkal seat. In Telangana, IT Minister K.T. Rama Rao won by over 56,000 votes over his nearest Congress rival Mahinder in Sirsila. Surrender of Congress won from Yella Reddy against his TRS rival Ravinder Reddy from Yella Reddy constituency. Panchayat Raj Minister J. Krishna Rao has lost Kolhapur seat to the Congress. Another minister, T. Nageshwar Rao, lost Palayar seat. In Mizoram, 17 results have been declared so far. 12 seats have gone in favour of Mizo National Front and 5 independents. Chief Minister Lal Thanhaula has lost both the seats, namely Champai South and Sirchip. He has been defeated by T.J. Lalnunsluanga of MNF in Champai South constituency by a margin of over 1,000 votes. Lal Thanhaula has also lost Sirchip seat to Lal Duhoma of Independent by 410 votes, who contested polls as an independent candidate. F. Lal Nunmavia has won in Aizawl South 3, Ramthan Mavia in East Tuipui, Wan Lal Puya in Lunglei North, and Tau Luya in Tuichang. Independent candidate Lal Chuan Sangha has won Aizawl South 2, while Dr. Z. R. Thiam Sangha of MNF bags Champai North. In Rajasthan, the first result has gone in favour of the BJP, where Speaker of Assembly Kailash Chandra Meghwal has won from Shahpura SC seat of Bhilwara district. He defeated his nearest rival of Congress candidate Mahavir Prasad by a margin of over 56,000 votes. Early trends indicate that in Rajasthan, Congress is leading in 97, BJP in 75, BSP 4, RLD 1, Independents 11 and others 7. In Madhya Pradesh, the contest is primarily between BJP and Congress. As per latest trends available, Congress is all set to emerge as the single largest party. State Minister Narottam Mishra is trailing in Dathia seat. Congress is leading in 116 constituencies, while BJP is ahead in 104, followed by BSP 4, SP 1, Independent 3 and others 2. In Chhattisgarh, Congress is leading in 52 seats, while BJP in 30, Janata Congress Chhattisgarh in 4, BSP 3, GGP 1. In Telangana, TRS is leading in 88 constituencies, Congress in 21, BJP 2, TDP 2 and others 6. In Mizoram, Mizo National Front is leading in 11 seats, Congress is leading in 6, BJP 1, Independent 4. In Rajasthan, trends are available for all the 199 seats where polling was held on Friday last. Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje is leading in Jhalrapatan constituency over her nearest Congress rival Manvendra Singh, who left BJP just before the elections. Health Minister Kali Charan Saraf in Malviya Nagar, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot of Congress is leading in Sadarpura constituency of Jodhpur. Party candidate CP Joshi is also leading in North Dwara. Bihari Lal of BJP is leading in Nokha constituency. BJP candidate Rajendra Rathore in Churu. Siddhi Kumari of BJP is leading in Bikaner East. From Udaipur, Girija Vyas of the Congress is leading over her BJP rival Gulab Chand Kataria. Sachin Pilot of the Congress is leading in Tonk, and party candidate Pratap Singh Kacharyawas in civil lines. Ashok Varnami of the BJP is trailing in Adarsh Nagar. Deputy Speaker Rao Rajendra Singh at Shahpura, BJP MLA Rajpal Singh Shekhawat is trailing in Chotwara. Our correspondent has filed this report.
As per the trends received so far, both the main parties BJP and Congress are looking far from magic number of 101 to form government. In the state, although Congress is maintaining lead on more seats than BJP. With the start of getting trend, festive mood is there at PCC headquarters in Jaipur, whereas Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje has reached state BJP headquarters to take note of the situation. Trends received so far are inducting the similar situation to that of in 2008, where Congress won 96 seats, BJP won 78 seats, and 20 seats had gone in favor of others. With Sudarshan Nahar, this is Jitendra Dwivedi, EIR News, Jaipur.
In Chhattisgarh, Chief Minister Raman Singh is leading in Rajnandgaon constituency. Janata Congress Chhattisgarh party leader Ajit Jogi is trailing in Marwahi constituency, while his wife Renu Jogi is leading in Kota. More from our correspondent.
After a political exile of 15 years, the mood is celebratory at Indian National Congress State Party Headquarters in Raipur today, with news coming in that Congress has established a clear lead over the ruling BJP. Party workers have begun to distribute sweets and burn crackers. Anti-incumbency wave seems to have taken its toll on the BJP in the state, whose party office wears a deserted look. Besides this, for the first time, a third front has made its mark felt in the politically bipolar state of Chhattisgarh. The number of seats won by the alliance of BSP, Janata Congress Chhattisgarh and Communist Party of India has never been won by any party other than BJP and Congress in the state. With Vikalp Shukla and Hitesh Rawat, this is Atira Thampi for AIR News, Raipur.
In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan is leading in Budhni constituency. Minister of State and BJP candidate Surendra Patwa is leading over former Union Minister Suresh Pachauri of Congress in Bhojpur. Finance Minister Jayant Malaya is leading in Damoh. Nine state ministers are trailing as per the latest trends. Our correspondent reports.
BJP is giving a tough fight in the state to Congress. Both parties are now locked in shisha battle till now. The fight is between Shivraj Singh Chauhan, the three-time chief minister, and the Congress team of Jyotiraditya Scindia, Kamal Nath and Digvijay Singh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan is leading, but many ministers of the BJP government, including State Minister Narottam Mishra, Balkrishna Patidar, Jayant Malaiya, Lal Singh Arya, Om Prakash Dhurve, Antar Singh Arya, Deepak Joshi, Vijay Singh, Rampal Singh and Atal Bihari Vajpayee's nephew Anup Mishra are trailing in the assembly poll as per the latest trend. Leader of opposition in the Madhya Pradesh Assembly, Ajay Singh, was also trailing from seat in the Satna district. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
In Telangana, prominent leaders who are leading include caretaker Chief Minister Chandrasekhar Rao from Gajwel and PCC President Uttam Kumar Reddy from Huzurnagar. Former Union Minister Satyanarayan Sarve of Congress is ahead in Secunderabad Kant Reserve constituency. Sandra Venkat Viraya of TDP is leading in Sattupalli. Forward Bloc candidate Chandar is leading in Ramagundam. The prominent candidates who are trailing include opposition leader in the dissolved assembly K. Jana Reddy from Nagarjun Sagar, Congress leaders K. V. Reddy from Nalgonda, and former Home Minister Sabita Reddy from Maheshwaram. G. K. Reddy of BJP is trailing in Ambarpet constituency, where TRS candidate Venkatesham is leading at the end of the fifth round. BJP State President Dr. Lakshman is trailing behind his TRS opponent, M. Gopal in Mushirabad constituency. Speaker Madhusudan Achari is trailing from Bhupalpalli constituency. More from our correspondent.
The TRS cadres began celebrations outside the party office, Telangana Bhavan in Hyderabad, soon after the Jen syndicated its huge victory. The jubilant cadres shared their joy by dancing together, sharing sweets, bursting crackers, displaying massive TRS flags and photos of TRS chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao, besides taking out massive victory rallies. The slogans like Jai Telangana and Jai KCR resounding in the surrounding areas. With the landslide victory, the TRS seems to have consolidated its strength in the 119-seat assembly. They are saying that the welfare and development programs that the TRS government implemented during the last 4.5 years have paid them rich dividends. Lakshmi, AIR News, Hyderabad.
In Mizoram, Minister Lal Swatha is trailing from Aizawl East 2, where Robert Ruma Via Roite of MNF is leading. Sitting MLA K. Sangthuama of MNF is leading from Aizawl West 1. Mizo National Front is heading towards a clean sweep after the third round of counting. The new party, Zoram People's Movement, which contested as independents, is just behind MNF. Our correspondent reports MNF supporters across the state have started celebrating the winning trend.
Though officially not announced yet, MNF party leaders are flashing complacent expression. The mood at the party headquarters at Aizawl is cheerful. The winning margin in some of the constituencies are just single digit, and the ruling Congress party faced major setback with only 6 seats to their name. Chief Minister Lal Sanhola has lost both Stump High and Sepsip constituencies. Irene, AIR News, Aizawl.
News just in Telangana, 32 results have come in. TRS has bagged 25 seats, followed by Congress with 4 and AIMIM 3. Reacting on the latest trends and results, Home Minister Rajnath Singh extended congratulations to the candidates and the political parties that are winning.
बस इतना ही कहना चाहूंगा कि जिन विधायकों को विजय प्राप्त हुई है, जिन राजनीतिक पार्टियों को विजय प्राप्त हुई है, सबको बधाई. लेकिन आपने देखा होगा कि तेलंगाना में महागठबंधन बुरी तरह पराजित.
BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra said,
"Yes, we might be seeming to lose all the three Hindi heartland states over here. That does not mean the Bharatiya Janata Party will cow down in fighting against corruption. That does not mean the Bharatiya Janata Party will cow down in fighting for the people of this country."
Congress leader Sachin Pilot said the party is moving towards a full majority in Rajasthan and expressed confidence that it will be clearer once final numbers are in.
5 साल का कांग्रेस के कार्यकर्ताओं का और हम आम जनता का जो संघर्ष रहा उसका ही परिणाम है कि आज जनता ने मन बना लिया कि राजस्थान में पुनः कांग्रेस की सरकार बनना तय है. जनता ने आशीर्वाद दिया है, उसका मैं आभारी हूं.
Congress's Kamal Nath said these are trends, but he is confident that his party will get a full majority.
अभी नतीजे पूरे आने दीजिए और जो मैंने कहा था कि कांग्रेस की विजय होगी. Yes, we are very confident. We are going to get full majority, no question about it.
Janata Congress Chhattisgarh party leader Ajit Jogi said,
कांग्रेस को वोट इसलिए नहीं मिला कि उसने अपने आप को एक विकल्प के रूप में स्थापित किया. कोई संघर्ष नहीं, कोई आंदोलन नहीं, कोई नेता नहीं, कोई चेहरा नहीं. फिर भी लोगों ने भाजपा को हटाने का मन बना दिया और हमें बहुत संतोष है कि हम लोगों ने प्रदेश में एक तीसरी शक्ति हमेशा के लिए स्थापित कर ली.
Shiv Sena MP Sanjay Raut said he will not term the results as a victory for the Congress but as anger of the people. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said people have voted against the BJP. Now we have in our studio political analyst Ashok Tandon, who is in conversation with senior journalist Vinay Kumar on the developments in the assembly elections. Over to you.
Assembly elections in 5 states have been held, and today is the big day of results. Mr. Tandon, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh, these three are the Hindi heartland states. Chhattisgarh clearly is going the Congress way. BJP seems to be losing that state from its grip after ruling Chhattisgarh for 15 years. Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, we are seeing very close contest, photo finish as exit polls had predicted. And Telangana has overwhelmingly gone to TRS way of KCR. And similarly, Mizoram has voted Mizo National Front to power with 24 seats so far gone in their favor. Trends show that out of 40 total seats. So about 678 seats were...
Elections have been held in 5 states. out of which three are in the Hindi heartland, one is in the south, and one is in the northeast. So it was expected that these results will reflect the mood of the nation in the run-up to the 2019 Lok Sabha poll. Now, if we look at the smaller states first, like Mizoram, where the Mizo National Front has defeated Congress decisively. In fact, the Congress performance in Mizoram is not up to the mark because it was perceived as a very close contest. But it appears that the Mizo National Front is winning by more than two-third majority. And if you look at the pre-poll speeches of the BJP leaders like Amit Shah, and they said that our target in Mizoram is only to oust Congress from power so that the entire Northeast is Congress mukt Northeast. To that extent, with the help of Mizo National Front, the BJP has achieved that goal, and therefore now Northeast is totally Congress mukt. Then when we talk of Telangana, in Telangana, Chandrasekhar Rao pre-poll, he dissolved the assembly first ahead of the poll because normally the assembly polls in Telangana were to be held along with the Lok Sabha poll. So by dissolving assembly, he in fact forced the state to go for a midterm poll for which Congress, which is the main rival in Telangana, was not prepared. And therefore, Chandrasekhar Rao being getting a head start could mobilize the Telangana sentiment in his favor, whereas the Congress, which had actually created Telangana, was a late starter, and their alliance also was initially lackluster, but later on they did forge an alliance with the TDP and a couple of other parties. But being late starter, the Congress has not been able to give the kind of fight which they were expected to do, and that is why the results in Telangana are also surprising, because there also Chandrasekhar Rao's party, TRS, is winning almost two-third majority. So that way, it's a setback for Congress as far as Telangana and Mizoram are concerned. Now, coming to these three Hindi states, it's a big setback for BJP as far as Chhattisgarh is concerned. Even exit polls were showing it's a close contest between Congress and the BJP. And the third force, which emerged as a result of an alliance between BSP and Ajit Jogi, instead of cutting votes of the Congress, it seems to have damaged BJP. And that is why, see the gap in the trends between the seats on which the Congress is leading, around 60 seats, and the BJP is touching nearly 30. So that way, it's a major setback for BJP in Chhattisgarh. As you also mentioned, in Madhya Pradesh, it's a very close fight. It's neck and neck. It could be a photo finish. And you never know the number of independents and others who are winning. Surprisingly, BSP is leading in three seats. Even Samajwadi Party is leading in two seats. Even Aam Aadmi Party is leading one. So these 10 seats which are right now going towards the other may eventually decide whether it's going to be a hung assembly or whether either BJP or Congress can make the halfway mark. So it's a photo finish, very exciting. And you never know which way the results would be, but whosoever emerges as the single largest party will obviously form the government. So therefore, it's a very close contest, and that was incidentally predicted by the exit polls as well. Now, coming to Rajasthan, as compared with the exit polls predictions, where the BJP was supposed to be routed in those elections, and Congress was projected as getting around 150 seats, now it seems that the BJP has not fared that badly, and they are still in the contest, and the gap is of sometime between 10 seats and 15 seats. But at the end of the day, and there surprisingly, independents have won on a large number of seats. BSP is also making its mark. So Rajasthan inching towards the Congress majority, but you never know at the last round what happens. But it is a photo finish as far as Madhya Pradesh is concerned. So if BJP can win Madhya Pradesh and lose Chhattisgarh and also give a close fight in Rajasthan, with Congress losing Mizoram and in Telangana, both parties can take satisfaction from their performance. So it will not be a disaster for either party.
Yes, and as of now, we see that Congress is inching towards 100 mark in Rajasthan, where 200 seats are there in assembly, but elections were held in 199 seats, and BJP is following very closely, just 20 seats behind, about 77 seats. So BJP in the last lap in Rajasthan seems to have covered a lot of ground and come back to a position defying all exit polls and pre-poll assessments by cephalologists and many media reports which were predicting not more than 40-50 seats for BJP in Rajasthan. That will be a consolation prize for BJP in, as far as Rajasthan is concerned.
Well, to some extent you are right, but one thing which has emerged from the Rajasthan poll is that in view of these predictions and projections, the BJP geared up its ranks in the last week or so or 10 days, and even the RSS also took command of the elections in Rajasthan to a great extent. And as the reports from Rajasthan suggest, in the last few days, the cutouts and huge posters of Bhairav Singh Shekhawat and Atal Bihari Vajpayee were put up all around Rajasthan, that in case there is any ending incumbency against the sitting Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje, so it could be compensated. Now, therefore, the results, it appears, are not that as bad as the pollsters had predicted. But as you said, I think the BJP can draw some kind of consolation that in the run-up to 2019 Lok Sabha poll, Rajasthan is not a gone case.
Yes, and that was what I was coming to. Two very quick observations, Mr. Tandon. United opposition, which was touted to be taking shape in the experiment which they did in Telangana Mahakutumi and the meeting they held in Delhi yesterday. And second, pointers towards Lok Sabha polls, as you pointed out in case of Rajasthan. What will be the overall assessment? United opposition, a disaster. Will it take shape? And 2019 Lok Sabha polls from Hindi heartland, which in 2014 gave 62 out of 65 seats, Lok Sabha seats, to BJP. Will BJP be able to reap that kind of harvest?
See, first of all, this Mahagathbandhan of the entire opposition was a post-poll phenomenon. The leaders like Sharad Pawar and others had already made it clear that there will be no pre-poll Mahagathbandhan. Each party in the Mahagathbandhan will have to take on Narendra Modi and BJP in their own respective strongholds. So, to that extent, Congress, which was supposed to be taking on BJP in the entire Hindi belt, or I must say in the western belt, like including Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, and so in this region, the Congress will have to take on the BJP again. But this victory in Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh will give a boost to Congress party, so that, but the in rest of the states, particularly the states where regional parties are in power, there those regional parties will challenge BJP in their own way. There will be no pre-poll alliance with the Congress party in any of the states like UP, maybe in Bihar, but no pre-poll alliance in West Bengal, Odisha, Telangana or Andhra, and of course in Tamil Nadu. So therefore, as it has happened in the past, third front government, RUPA governments, there was only a post-poll alliance, and that will decide who that alliance will project as its prime ministerial candidate. So there can't be any prime ministerial candidate projected in the pre-poll scenario.
Yes, and that will be very interesting observations, as you said, for in the run-up to 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Thank you, Mr. Tandon, for the discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashok, and thank you, Vinay. We have news just in. Rajasthan Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje has won Jharapatan seat. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said political parties must participate in the debate during the winter session of Parliament that commenced today. Speaking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Modi said the government is willing to discuss every issue on the floor of both the houses. He said the session is important and key legislative bills are pending, which are in the interest of the people. The Prime Minister hoped that the proceedings will be smooth and there will be frank as well as extensive debates among members.
सभी का ये प्रयास रहे कि जितने अधिकतम काम हम जनहित का कर पाएं, लोकहित का कर पाएं, देशहित का कर पाएं, मुझे विश्वास है कि सदन के सभी सदस्य इस भावना का आदर करते हुए आगे बढ़ेंगे। हमारा निरंतर प्रयास रहा है कि सभी विषयों पर चर्चा हो, खुलकर के चर्चा हो, तेज तर्रार चर्चा हो, तीखी तमतमती चर्चा हो, लेकिन चर्चा तो हो। और इसलिए हमारी ये गुजारिश रहेगी, हमारा आग्रह रहेगा कि ये सदन निर्धारित समय से भी अधिक समय काम करें, सारे महत्वपूर्ण विषयों को नतीजे तक पहुंचाएं।
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day after making obituary references to the members who passed away during the intercession. The members included former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, former Lok Sabha Speaker Somnath Chatterjee and former Parliamentary Affairs Minister Anand Kumar, who was a sitting member. Economist Surjit Bhalla has resigned from his position as a part-time member of the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister. Our correspondent, quoting government sources, reports Prime Minister Narendra Modi has accepted the resignation. The council is headed by Niti Aayog member Bibek Debroy. Other part-time members on the council include economists Ratin Roy, Ashima Goel and former bureaucrat Ratan Vatal. The Supreme Court today directed that names and identities of victims of rape and sexual assault should not be disclosed or revealed. The court asked the print and electronic media not to reveal the identity of victims of rape and sexual assault, even in a remote manner. It said FIRs in cases of rape and sexual assault, including those against minors, should not be put in the public domain by the police. The court said it is unfortunate that rape victims are treated as untouchables in society. President Ramnath Kovind held delegation-level talks with the Myanmarese leadership today. He was given a grand ceremonial reception and guard of honour at Myanmar President House in the morning. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
After wide-ranging talks with Myanmar President and the State Councillor, India and Myanmar signed two MOUs today. First one is for the training of Myanmar judicial officers in India in the field of civil law, criminal law, environmental and medical jurisprudence. Second one is to enhance cooperation in science and technology, especially for the research in industry, agriculture and other fields. India has also handed over first 50 housing units built for the people of Myanmar under India-Myanmar Friendship Project. In the evening, an official dinner will be hosted by the President of Myanmar and a small cultural performance will also be organized. Anshuman Mishra, AIR News, Naypyidaw.
In the Men's Hockey World Cup, the crossover matches to determine the remaining two quarterfinal berths will be played in Bhubaneswar today. While Belgium will take on Pakistan at 4:45 p.m, the Netherlands will play Canada at 7 in the evening. England and France booked their quarterfinal berths last evening following victories in the first two crossover games. Hosts India, two-time defending champions Australia, Argentina and Germany had sealed the last eight berths after topping their respective pools in the group stage. The quarterfinal matches will be played tomorrow and the day after. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Congress surges ahead of BJP in race to Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan assemblies. Neck and neck fight in Madhya Pradesh. Mizo National Front makes headway to dethrone Congress in Mizoram. TRS set to retain Telangana. Prominent winners include Telangana IT Minister K.T. Rama Rao and AIMIM's Akbaruddin Owaisi, Rajasthan Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje and State Assembly Speaker Kailash Chandra Meghwal. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Thanhaula loses both seats of Champai South and Serchip. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government willing to discuss every issue in Parliament during winter session. Both houses adjourned after making obituary references. Supreme Court asked media not to reveal the identity of victims of rape and sexual assault, even in remote manner. And in men's hockey World Cup, Belgium take on Pakistan and Netherlands play Canada in final two crossover matches today. And with that, we end the midday news.